Welcome and have a blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. And for those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone. And this rainy and breezy Sabbath on my side, I hope you have better weather wherever you may be. On this Sabbath, September 23rd, 2023, this is our part two review of our chapter 77 entitled, In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 12 of our lesson 391. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more. If you want to share the hymn, dear brother, you just let us know and we will help along just to let your voice rest. Our Tiny Talk theme song, Hark to the Shepherd Voice I Hear, also known as Bring Them In.
Hark is the shepherd's voice I hear, out on the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be well sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, helped by their parents or elder sibling, would like to open the review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We will take the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, Sabbath labor, and the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please take the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh, this is the section, dear ones, that we're going to hear all the blessings that the little one has been to their mommy and their daddy, their family, or even their neighbors. If you would like to share your testimony, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Blessings, everyone. For today's mommy's and daddy's little blessings, I'd like to highlight my children, Keon, Haley, and Emma. This week I wasn't feeling well, and by the grace of God, they all contributed to the things that needed to be done, allowing me to be able to get some rest and to be able to recover. So I would like to give God thanks for them. It was a blessing to see that sometimes when you're running and doing everything that and you're still trying to teach them that when you're not able to do something, that they are able to step up and to play a part, even a little part, in alleviating the things that would that would normally be handled by myself. So I just wanted to give God thanks for that and give them thanks also for being a blessing to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord, dear ones. Good job, little ones, for helping your mom. If there's anybody else that would like to share what the little one has done in the household, may you unmute your mic.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, dear brother. Brother Joel is kind of a little sharpy. Can you test your mic one more time?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Sorry. Yes.
Let me go off.
I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you, dear brother. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I thought you are not hearing me, and I was now meeting off by myself. So thank you much for your prayers that I managed to send these kids to school back. And throughout the holidays, they have been taught by Sister Sheila, who has been guiding them on every Sabbath. And today, your morning, Sister Sheila tried to connect them while they were in different locations. And everything worked very well, and I praise God that as much as they are at school, still Sister Sheila continued to guide them in their lessons. And I thank you and praise the Lord that I thought I would be missing, and they would be missing Sabbath lessons, children's lessons, but God has made it possible and cleared the way that we shall continue. I indeed praise the Lord, and I was even surprised to see my little giving a space in English, and I said, through different avenues, and the good Lord continue blessing us, providing connectivity to enable these kids to continue to learn from the Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, dear Brother Joel. Praise the Lord. And we are so grateful that our dear sister was able to connect with the little ones in Africa to be able to allow the English lesson and also the spiritual ones to be a blessing to them. Anybody else would like to be able to share what blessing the Lord had done with the little ones in thy family? Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. This is the time that we are going to ask all the little ones to be able to pay close attention to the review section of the chapter 14 entitled Take Gifting Hands, Part 3. Of our study about Jesus, and our dear brother will be the one to do so.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Matthew 21 and chapter 21 verse 9. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In Zechariah 9:9 it says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. That's a donkey's offspring. And in Matthew 21:16, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? They didn't like what their people were saying. Jesus said, it's prophesied, it has to happen. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew 21:9. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Zechariah 9:9. The rulers tried to silence the shouts of the happy children, but all were filled with joy and praise for the wonderful works of Jesus, and they would not be silenced. The rulers then turned to Jesus, hoping that he would command them to cease. They said to him, on the next slide, Hearest thou what these say? Now let's see here if I can do this. Yes. Jesus replied, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Matthew 21:16. The blessed privilege of heralding or announcing the birth of Christ and afterward his work in the earth had been refused by the haughty or proud rulers of the people. His praises must be sounded, and God chose the children to do it. Had the voices of these rejoicing children been silenced, the very pillars of the temple would have cried out in the Savior's praise. Taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, page 91.
Amen. So next Sabbath, we will begin a new chapter, which is number 15, of a lesson entitled At the Passover Supper in our Tiny Tot Lesson Book, A Story About Jesus. And that will take place here on September the 30th of 2023. Now we are going to hand it back to our dear brother for the review question.
What did the rulers try to do with the happy children?
The rulers were trying to silence their shouts.
They were trying to keep them from praising Jesus. And apparently it didn't work. Turning to Jesus, what did they want? What did they want him to do?
The rulers were hoping that he would command them to cease.
Yeah, they were hoping that Jesus would turn around to the kids and say, quiet, please. The rulers want to talk. He didn't do it. God told the children to praise him, and they did. And what was Jesus' reply?
Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?
He was referring them to the Old Testament, where it said that the children would be the ones to praise the Lord. All right, thank you for participating. Back to you, Rose.
Thank you so much, dear brother. It is time for a little tiny thoughts on parents and also our guests to review the precious lessons from God's creation through nature. This is our 45th review of the water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Blessings, everyone, and here's today's nature lesson concerning water. The Water of Life Review, Part 45. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 5. Lesson 12, Peter, John, and other disciples. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. But when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Research, Peter fishes. Jesus had been teaching from the fishing boat when we are told the discourse ended. Jesus turned to Peter and bade him launch out into the sea and let down his net for a draught. But Peter was disheartened. All night he had taken nothing. During the lonely hours, he had thought of the fate of John the Baptist, who was languishing alone in his dungeon. He had thought of the prospect before Jesus and his followers, of the ill success of the mission of Judea, in the mouths of the priests and rabbis. Even his own occupation had failed him. And as he watched by the emptiness, the future had seemed dark with discouragement. Master, he said, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Night was the only favorable time for fishing with nets in the clear waters of the lake. After toiling all night without success, it seemed hopeless to cast the net by day. But Jesus had given the command, and love for their master moved the disciples to obey. Simon and his brother together let down the net. As they attempted to draw it in, so great was the quantity of fish and clothes that it began to break. They were obliged to summon James and John to their aid. When the catch was secured, both of us were so heavily laden that they were in danger of sinking. The Desire of Ages, page 245 to 246. And this picture says, under the sea. What is found under the sea? It's all these animals in this picture. And here's a small story. I can't help it. A little girl often followed her father around when he came into the house with this question, Father, what can I do for you? And never was she happier than when he gave her something to do for him. Once he said, perhaps tired with her asking, Child, why do you ask that question so much? Oh, Father, she answered with tears swollen in her eyes, because I can't help it. It was love that put the question, and her readiness to do whatever he wanted her to was proof of the genuineness of that love. She wanted always to be doing something for her father. People sometimes are in doubt whether they love God or not. I will teach them how they can find out. Are you often asking your heavenly father the same question this little child was asking her earthly father? Is it one of your first thoughts, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And do you keep on asking because you cannot help it? It so fills your heart that it must come out. You not only ask, but are on the lookout all the time to hear what he says and do what he tells you. This is the way to know whether you love God or not. And if we love him and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us, we shall keep his commandments. This is the proof of the genuineness of our love. Cannot all children try themselves by this test and learn if they really love God? Continue our reference reading for the WAR topic of our Tiny Talks Lesson Review, chapter 25, The Call by the Sea. every moment added to the multitude upon the shore. Aged men leaning upon their staffs, hardy peasants from the hills, fishermen from their toil on the lake, merchants and rabbis. The rich and learned, old and young, bring their sick and suffering ones, pressed to hear the words of the divine teacher. To such scenes as this, the prophets have looked forward and they wrote, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region of shadow of death, light is sprung up." Matthew 4:5-16. Desire of Age, page 245, paragraph 1. Beside the throng on the shores of Gennesaret, Jesus in his sermon by the sea had other audiences before his mind. Looking down the ages, he saw his faithful ones in prison and judgment hall, in temptation of loneliness and affliction. Every scene of joy, conflict, and perplexity was open before him. In the words spoken to those gathered about him, he was speaking also to these other souls, the very words that would come to them as a message of hope and trial, a comfort and sorrow, a heavenly light and darkness. Through the Holy Spirit, that voice which was speaking from the fisherman's boat on the Sea of Galilee would be heard speaking peace to human hearts till the close of time. The Desire of Ages, page 245, paragraph 2. Continue. The discourse ended. Jesus turned to Peter and bade him launch out into the sea and let down his net for a draught. But Peter was disheartened. All night he had taken nothing. During the lonely hours, he had thought of the fate of John the Baptist, who was languishing alone in his dungeon. He had thought of the prospect before Jesus and his followers, of the ill success of the mission of Judea and the mouths of priests and rabbis. Even his own occupation had failed him, and as he watched by the empty nets, the future had seemed dark with discouragement. "Master," he said, "we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net." Desire of Ages, page 245, paragraph 3. Night was the only favorable time for fishing with nets in the clear waters of the lake. After toiling all night without success, it seemed hopeless to cast the net by day. But Jesus had given the command, and love for their master moved the disciples to obey. Simon and his brother together let down the net. As they attempted to draw it in, so great was the quantity of fish enclosed that it began to break. They were obliged to summon James and John to their aid. When the catch was secured, both the boats were so heavily laden that they were in danger of sinking. Desire of Ages, page 246, paragraph 1. And our three bonus questions are, review. 1, describe where Jesus taught the people. 2, what had Simon, Peter, and the others been doing all night? Check the Desire of Ages, page 245. And question 3, what did Jesus tell Peter? What happened? Check the answers in Luke chapter 5, verses 4-7. And I'll turn the lesson with Mike back tomorrow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. I remember. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Welcome to all the precious brethren that came in the room. Our open song is a hymn of our theme entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. You can find it in number 290. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you can unmute your mind to do so. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for all of God, the Savior.
A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are.
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him, and all will be well. And go to a world that is done. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the full in his wonderful faith, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear ones, for participating. Now we are going to ask any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, to be able to have prayer for our review section. Who would like to do the request of praying, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
God blessings, everybody. Thank you, God. And for waking us up for this morning, please take the word about the word and learn. And please receive the key with us not here. They come back to the Sabbath. Please take the people who's here and they can come holy to the Sabbath. And please take the word and please protect the seventh day to keep it holy, 6 days on our labor. And please protect everybody that I know and use everything. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from the Scripture Singer Song Memory Verse CD and the section Promises of Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6 from the King James Version.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity
Praise the Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? We are going to take a few minutes to be able to reread our chapter 77 entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, Part 12, from our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 739. Looking upon the Simitons, Lamb of God, the Jews had circled, cried, His blood be on us and on our children. That awful cry ascended to the throne. God of God, that sentence pronounced upon themselves was written in heaven. That prayer was heard, the blood of the Son of God was upon their children and their children's children, a perpetual cake, purse.
Good job.
The Desire of Ages, page 739, paragraph 1.
Good job.
Up, up, and down.
Desire of Ages, page
739.
Terribly was.
It realized.
Fingers off your mouth so you can talk. In the destruction. Of Jerusalem. Has it been
manifested.
In the condition.
Of the Jews.
For 1800 years. A branch.
Severed.
From.
The vine.
A dead. Fruitless.
Branch.
To be.
Gathered. Up.
And. Burned. From land.
To land.
Throughout.
The world.
From century.
To century.
Dead. And trespasses.
And sins.
Desire of Ages, page 739, paragraph 2.
Jeremiah, terribly.
Look at the word so you can. Know them. Will that prayer
be fulfilled
in the great
judgment day
when Christ
shall come
to the earth again
not as a
prisoner.
Surrounded by a rabble.
Will men see him?
They will see.
They will see.
Him in.
Him in.
I mean, they will see him then.
They'll see him then.
As heaven's king.
As heaven's king.
Christ will come.
Christ will come.
In his own glory.
His own glory.
In the glory of his Father.
The glory of his
Father. Of his Father.
Of his Father.
And.
And
the glory,
the glory of the holy
angels,
angels
10,000
times
10,000
and
thousands of thousands
of angels. Angels.
Next slide, please.
No.
You're good. You're really good.
Okay. Continuing.
Continuing.
The
beautiful
and triumphant.
Sons
of God,
by God,
possessing,
surpassing
loveliness,
and
glory,
will escort him
on his way.
Then
shall he sit.
You sit
upon
the throne
of his
glory.
And
before
him
shall be
gathered
all nations. Then
every eye
shall see him,
and they
also
that pierced him, in the
place
of the crown
of thorns,
he will
wear
a crown.
A crown
of glory.
A crown.
Continuing, the Desire of Ages, page 739. A crown within a crown. In place of that old purple kingly robe, Mark 9:3, he will be clothed in raiment of whitest white, so as no fool on earth can white them. And on his vesture and on his thigh, a name will be written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16. Next slide, please. Yeah. Oh, and on the middle, on the right, says, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Malachi 3:2.
Continuing, those who mocked and smote him will be there. The priests and rulers will behold again the scene in the judgment hall. Every circumstance will appear before them as if written in letters of fire. Then those who prayed, his blood be on us and on our children, will receive the answer to their prayer. Then the whole world will know and understand.
Continuing,
okay.
They will realize who and what they poor feeble.
The poor feeble.
I'm reading. The night beings have been warring against. In awful agony and horror, they will cry to the mountains and rocks, fall upon us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For great is the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, Desire of Ages, page 739, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones and mothers and daddies, whoever did help their children. Let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. It's a memory verse song. was sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that, dear ones, what have we learned in ways we have grown? We are going to reread all the 6 questions that we held from last Sabbath. And if you would like to be able to answer and participate, dear ones, you can either place it in the chat room or you can open your mic to be able to share. The first one, who is the main character or characters? Second one, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute.
The answer to question number 1 is Jesus. Amen.
Hello?
Hi there.
Good. And the people?
The people.
And the disciple.
Disciple.
Anyone else?
The answer to question 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Insight on the Jews' cry in Christ's second coming.
Number 3, where did the story take place? In Pilate's dungeon, Judgment Hall.
The answer to question 4, when did the story begin? This part began when the Jews cried, "His blood be on us and on our children." My answer to question 5, how can you relate to this story? Jesus wanted to save everyone even though they wanted him dead. Although his goal was to save everyone, not just the people of Israel, they declared that his blood be on them and through the ending of the chapter, we see that they'll get what they deserve and what they asked for, but not in the way they imagined.
I can relate to the story. I don't know if I can combine number 5 and 6, but I think that's where I'm headed. Frankly, we have to be careful what we say, because what we say holds a lot of weight. I don't think that when they said, let the blood of Jesus be upon them and their children, I don't think that they realized the depth of what they said, because not only did they curse themselves, but they cursed their children and their children's children. So for me, it's more of, we need to be a little bit more mindful of what we say, because we don't know the magnitude of how much just a simple word can hold and how long it can go forth. Because we can not only be placing a blessing or a curse upon ourselves, but that, like it was in the story, it was a perpetual curse. And for me, that was kind of scary, because the children were cursed and didn't even know that they were being cursed because of what was done prior to them being born. Also, I also noticed that in the story that where Jesus was crowned with the crown of thorns, he's also going to be coming back to that same location to be crowned with the crown of glory. Is that what I'm understanding? Is that what the case is there? Because if that was what the case is, and as far as how I can relate to it is in a situation that had occurred in my life a few years ago when my first daughter was born, and I had gone through hell with a family member concerning her being born. But the Lord took me back to the same location, to the same household during my fourth child. And that was to, how I understood that was a restoration, because I had some hurt towards my father at the time of my first child being born because of how he treated me then. But the Lord brought me back to the household, having to deal with my dad again with my fourth child. And during that time, there was a little bit more love, a little more compassion and mercy. So that's how I could relate and how I understood how Jesus was given the crown of thorns, but then will be taken back to be given the crown of glory.
The answer to question six, what did you learn from this lesson? An island that the mob demand will be granted and seen in when Christ coming and they realize who he really is, they'll realize as what they've done wrong, but it'll be too late for them, and since they already spoke the cry that they wanted his blood on them and their children, they would be forever cursed because of the demand they wanted.
The children receive the curse that their parents called down on them.
Is there anybody else that would like to share their answer? Meanwhile, I'm going to read a quotation that was placed in the room. It says, "By the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." And I would like to also place 1 Corinthians 10:13, where the same way the temptation has been brought, the Lord to use that same temptation to be able to deliver. And we will continue in our study, dear ones. Welcome to all the dear brethren. We will share favorite poem and also some thoughts and special music. The thought is taken from Spirit of Prophecy book entitled The Youth Instructor, May 1st, 1873. Entitled The Life of Christ, number 6, from paragraph 9 to paragraph 12, margin. And the scripture of the header is from Exodus 4:7, King James, and it reads, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house wherein they shall eat it." Who would like to take the first section of the paragraph there once? May you unmute your mic.
Before we continue, Brother Dick was speaking earlier. I'm sorry.
Rose, if you can hear me, what I was saying was the children inherited the curse of their parents and grandparents because they partook of the same attitude. Today, even, you talk about Jesus to the Jews, and they are the children today of their grandparents, and they still have the same attitude, that Jesus was nothing. And so that's why the curse falls on them, too. They could read, they could recognize that he is what he said he was, but they don't want to do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Christina.
I'm sorry, Brother Dick, when I have to make Joshy speak, I mute my mic, so I didn't even realize it was unmute. So forgive me. And just indeed, by beholding, we become changed. Is there anybody else that would like to be able to share before I change it? Okay. My apologies again, dear ones, and we are going to share our thoughts, our favorite poem, and also special music. Our thought is taken from Spirit of Prophecy book entitled The U Instructor, May 1st, 1873, entitled The Life of Christ, number 6, from paragraph 9 to paragraph 12, margin, and the header of our scripture is from Exodus 12, verse 7, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house, wherein they shall eat it." Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
While the angel of death was passing through Egypt, each family of the Hebrews was to eat the lamb that they were commanded to roast whole. This lamb was to be without disease or blemish of any kind. It was to be eaten with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. This was to keep in their minds the cruel bondage they had suffered in consequence of their sins in forgetting God and breaking His commandments. Eating bitter herbs was to remind them that they would reap the fruit of their doings, however unwelcome it might be to them. The eating of the bitter herbs was also for the purpose of raising an inquiry in the minds of their children as to the reason of their doing this, and then the parents should relate to them their sufferings in Egypt and the wonderful power of God in their deliverance on that memorable night when they were carried out of Egypt by the Egyptians themselves.
The striking of a...
Go ahead, son.
Thank you. The striking of the doorpost with the blood of the slain man was to represent the blood of Christ to which they were to look forward. Use instructor, May 1st, 1873, paragraph 10.
Fifteen 1500 years after this night, Jesus, the antitype of the Paschal Lamb, died upon the cross for the sins of the world. The Lamb without blemish represented the spotless Lamb of God without the taint of sin.
As the houses of Israel were to be sprinkled with the blood in order for the avenging angel to pass over them, so it will be necessary for us to repent of our sins and avail ourselves of the virtue of the blood of Christ to guard us from the avenging angel of God in the day of slaughter. Through Christ alone is our pardon to be obtained. His blood will protect us from the sin of avenging God. May 1st, 1873, paragraph 11. While the institution of the Passover was pointing backwards to the miraculous deliverance of the Hebrews, it likewise pointed forward, showing the death of the Son of God before it transpired. In the last Passover, our Lord observed with his disciples, he instituted the Lord's Supper in place of the Passover to be observed in memory of his death. No longer had they need of the Passover, for he, the great anti-typical lamb, was ready to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Type met anti-type in the death of Christ. I don't know what YI means. May 1st, 1873, paragraph 12. Oh, the youth instructor. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Further reflection.
How many times should I accept Christ's atoning sacrifice for my sins? Jesus' name above all names.
Amen. Thank you so much for the participation and for the patience, dear one. Thank you for the deck. Our poem is entitled, He First Loved Us. This one is taken from Children Activity, Book 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 2, from page 33 of the Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Come and obey the Savior's voice. Come now and make this happy choice. He will not turn your prayer aside while you in truth in Him confide.
He left the realms of shining day and down to earth hasted away. He bore our griefs, He bled, He died. For us the Lord was crucified.
O matchless love, so great, so free, the love He bore for you and me, shall not our hearts within us move, responsive to His tender love?
Oh yes, our hearts, though hard, must feel, touched by His melting love and zeal. Our ransomed powers are all His own. We humbly bow before His throne.
O blessed Savior, make us Thine. Our sins forgive, our thoughts are fine. Make us reflect Thy image here, and save us when Thou shalt appear.
Then in Thy kingdom, all divine, we shall as stars forever shine, and share Thy joy and sing Thy praise, and this to everlasting days.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones, for participating. If anyone is acquainted with this particular hymn, this is only one of the verse. This one is hymn 314, entitled Just As I Am. Who would like to be able to try? Otherwise, I'm going to have to try myself. But the tune is completely different from 313.
I can try, but I don't know the tune that I just sing it the way that I know. Just as I am, without one plea, but at Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to be your Lamb of God,
I'm
not sure if that's the one to do that you're referencing.
It's okay, dear sister. It was beautiful by God's grace. If there's any testimony that you would like to share, dear ones, you can be able to take a few seconds to be able to do that. We would like to thank God for all the blessing and everything that He has been doing for all of us as a whole, in Jesus' name.
I have a testimony. The job that let me go hired me back.
Praise the Lord, dear sister. Anybody else would like to share? Otherwise, we're going to have some time in between the services. We have come to the ending of this particular chapter, dear ones, because next week we are going to begin a new chapter entitled Calvary. in our storybook, Desire Ages. Who would like to have prayer for the closing of our review for the family meetings, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
We'll bow our heads on our knees as far as possible. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this special Sabbath day. Thank you for the words. Thank you for the children and the parents and their beautiful participation. Father, as we move forward to the next session, we pray for your
blessings, and we pray
for your help. That we may not lose any of the blessings that you have in store for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, I pray for your help.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our dear sister is outside. I pray that the wind would not stop the prayer, for God could be able to hear the heart. And in Jesus' name we pray for everyone that has been lifting prayer at this moment. Well, dear ones, next Saturday, by God's grace, we are going to have our Sabbath lesson, chapter 78, entitled Calvary, and that will take place September the 30th, 2023, and that will be a lesson 392. We are going to show more beautiful flowers and plants from our dear sister Anya's garden. And this, the one on the right side, is a blue walking iris, and the one on the left side is a plum gable plant. And we thank her so much for the pictures that she's sharing, that we may enjoy the beautiful handiworks of our Creator. So may you all have a beautiful nature walk, dear ones. And this will end our chapter 77. And we will leave you with Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamp around and about them that fear him and deliver them. And the quote from The Desire Ages, page 240, paragraph 3, margin. So in all ages, angels have been near to Christ's faithful followers. The vast confederacy of evil is arrayed against all who will overcome. But Christ will have us look to the things which are not seen, to the army of heaven encamped about all who love God, to deliver them from what dangers, seen and unseen, we have been preserved through the interposition of angels, we shall never know until in the light of eternity we see the providence of God. And we pray that the Lord will send heavenly angels to our dear brethren that are moving from one place to the other one. And may he give trouble and mercy by God's grace to our dear sister and family. Oops. That is for later. May you all have a blessed few seconds we are going to take to be able to have our youth study, so you can have a little break, like 15 minutes or so. We come back. Mm-hmm.